Be here in Boston Tuesday the 16th at Great Scott. Fantastic Negrito with the Duffler. Terrific single off his Grammy winning third album, Please Don't Be Dead, released in 2018. It won the Grammy for the best contemporary blues album, and rightfully so. Bell and Sebastian up ahead of that. Right About Love, title track off the Scottish band's eighth studio album, released in 2010. They are at Union Transfer in Philly tonight, and they're going to be here in Boston this Saturday, that's tomorrow, the 13th, at the House of Blues. And kicking off that set with Julie Rhodes, See the Sun, fantastic single off of her debut album released in 2016, Bound to Meet the Devil. She is headlining Brighton Music Hall tomorrow, Saturday, July 13th. If you are in the area, if you want to go see some great music, you have so much to choose from. Or if you're living somewhere else and you're listening to me, check out all these bands, see if they're coming to your area, and go see them, go support them. Being on the road is hard, it's expensive. They're out there to make our lives better, so go and make their lives better. Go see them, support them. All right, it's the top of the hour, which means one thing. Well, it can mean a lot of things, but here at Music Savage Show, it means it's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Listen to a lot of music, my friends, waiting for that one jam, and I found it in Leeds band Party Hardly. They're a great up-and-coming band. They have a brand new album. It's their sophomore album. It's due out later this summer. They're working hard, getting their names out there. They're doing a great job, and this is the Song of the Week from Party Hardly here at Music Savage Show. Enjoy.
Not me that makes that decision. seat and enjoy the show. You can watch me waiting in death row. I heard that before you spoke. I'm too tired of the same old joke. My insides are out. Now there is no one here. There
gospel that I'm your third man, girl. But it's a fact that I'm the seventh son. I'm the seventh son. And right now you could care less about me, but soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Let's have a ball and a biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Ball, girl, and take our sweet little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out, and we'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. quite possible that I'm your third man. But it's a fact that I'm the second son. It was the other two which made me your third. But it's my mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you care less about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around. You figure it out.
Celebrating Jack White's 44th birthday with a set of Jack White songs. Ballin' Biscuit right there. It's off the duo's fourth album, Elephant, released in 2003. Jack White turned 44 on July 9th, and he is one of my most favorite musicians. That is a fantastic song to air guitar to, and I was doing that right here in the booth, and I think I would have gotten some good scores. And speaking of air guitar, I will be judging the U.S. Air Guitar Championships tomorrow night at the Middle East Nightclub in Cambridge. It's my second year in a row. They were so kind to ask me back. I guess I did a good job last year, and I'm really excited about it. The kids that get up there and air guitar their hearts out, and it's fun to watch them, and it's fun to be a judge and be surrounded by that community. And I think if I were to ever actually step on stage rather than sit and be a judge, I'd probably play Ballin' Biscuit, because that is a air guitar jam. Anyway, if you're into air guitar, and you should be because it's a lot of fun, tomorrow is the U.S. Air Guitar Championships at the Middle East Nightclub. Doors are at 6:30. I will be the judge, one of three judges, and I'm looking forward to it. Before that, Jack White, 16 Saltines, favorite of mine off his debut solo album, Blunderbuss, released in 2012. And let's see, interesting fact, Blunderbuss was the very first album and very first post that I did for Music Savage back in 2012. That was my very first review. That was a long time ago. And I go back and I read that sometimes, and I'm like, woof, I'm glad I've changed my writing style a little bit. But still, 2012, Jack White's Blunderbuss, very first Music Savage post. That takes me back. And the Raconteur, Sunday Driver, off the band's fantastic third album, their first in over a decade. It's titled Helpless Stranger. It's out now via Third Man Records. Tour kicks off tonight in Detroit, and they're going to be here in Boston for two shows at the House of Blues Monday, September 9th, which is my birthday, and Tuesday the 10th. So I'll be seeing them for my birthday. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate than seeing Jack White on stage. Happy birthday, turning 44. Well, he turned 44 on July 9th. False heads up out of that. Comfort Consumption off their incredible debut EP, Gutter Press, released in 2017. It's going out to my wife because that's one of her favorite songs, from one of our favorite bands. And kicking off this set with the song of the week, Party Hardly Rats in the Kitchen is the name of that track, the name of your new song of the week. They are a Leeds band, Party Hardly, and that is the second single off of their upcoming release. It's called Modern Strife is Rubbish. It's out July 26th. You can head over to Music Savage to listen to that again, and I think that you should. All right, so let's get back into the music. New Music Friday. I love New Music Friday. Going to play you some tracks from a few bands and musicians who have albums out today, July 12th, including one of our Music Savage favorites, LA musician and producer Lindenfield. He has a band called Bikini Sleepover, and they have a new album out called Bikini Sleepover's First Sleepover. New Music Friday, Music Savage Show.
Dang it. Tonight. probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Like a coffin holds the dead. Now you're-
Music Savage Show, New Music Friday. Did you like all that? All that's out today. Imperial Teen right there with a great one called Walk Away. And that's from the band's first new album in 7 years. It's called Now We Are Timeless. It's their sixth studio album, and it's out today on Merge Records. Merge Records is also celebrating their 30th anniversary. They were founded in 1989 in North Carolina. That's pretty amazing. Merge Records are fantastic. Kyle Kraft and Showboat Honey doing Death Wish Blue. Terrific single off the album Showboat Honey. Out today via Sub Pop. They're on tour now, and they're going to be in Boston Wednesday, July 24th at Great Scott. Penelope Isles doing Chlorine. First track on the British band's debut album, Until the Tide Creeps In. Out today on Bella Union. They're on world tour through summer and fall, and they're going to be in Boston October 17th at Great Scott. Bleached doing Rebound City. Great single off the LA band's third album, Don't You Think You've Had Enough. Out today via Dead Oceans. Their tour kicks off September 5th in San Diego, and they stop in Boston Saturday, September 21st at Bright Music Hall. Kicking off the set with Bikini Sleepover, Holding You Tight off the album Bikini Sleepover's first sleepover, out today independently. Bikini Sleepover is the project of LA musician and producer Lindenfeld and his excellent band. And you should go and check out Lindenfeld and find all his music, especially Bikini Sleepover. All right, it's the last set of the show. It's the Hot Take Set. Every week we put out a Hot Take Set, 4 p.m. Boston time. It's a collection of songs and videos the three of us really love and want you to see and watch. Kicking it off with Casey and Clayton.
Should I marry for money like any woman in the right mind would do? Should I settle for love? And don't you know that that's the worst thing you can do? We fell short on rent. We fell short on good times. Now I got nothing to my name. This name that I took for mine. See, I come from the country, from a family of status and pride. Just like you do, see all of you.
Well, you know what the sound of Daft Punk means. Taking you around the world and back in music in 2 short hours. And Music Savvy Show is over for now. Ending it with the Hot Take set. You just heard Strange Ranger Message to You, taking off the band's 3rd full-length album, Remembering the Rockets, out July 26th via Tiny Engines. They're on tour Chastity Belt in November and stopping here in Boston November 12th at Brighton Music Hall. Great stuff from Joseph. First single is called Fighter, and that's off the Portland Sister Trio's highly anticipated 3rd album, Good Luck Kid, out September 13th on ATO Records. Their tour starts September 12th in Vancouver, and they're going to be here in Boston Friday, September 27th at the Paradise Rock Club. Mauno up ahead of that, Take Care, excellent song off the Halifax Band's upcoming album, Really Well. It's out August 2nd. And kicking off that set with Casey and Clayton, The 49th Parallel, great track off the duo's upcoming Jeff Tweedy produced album, Carrying On. Jeff Tweedy's a busy man. Carrying On is out October 4th via New West Records. They're on tour this fall with Ray LaMontagne, and they're going to be here at the Bach Center Wang Theater in Boston October 12th. Hot Takes will be up on Music Savage 4 p.m. Boston time, so check it out then. Thank you so much for listening, whether it's live or in the future. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Go out and see live music, support local acts and venues and touring musicians. Live music makes everything better. Go buy some new music. It's New Music Friday because music makes everything better. And most of all, be kind to each other. Tell your friends and family you love them. The world needs more of that, and it's up to all of us. Come back to me next Friday for another Music Savage Show. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. And stay tuned for the Sugar Shack. Jim, it's up next, right here in WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free From Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world. WMFO.org. It's Ryan D signing off. Take care, kids. See you next week.